This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Today is a day as good as any to zoom in on labor, specifically the labor force. One highlight of the August jobs report, as we told you on Friday, was the labor force participation rate. That's the share of people working or looking for work. It rose to its highest level since the pandemic began more than 3 years ago. And this is an important piece of data to watch because it is a key component to the Fed pulling off a soft landing. More workers take pressure off rising wages. In August, gains in the labor force were largely driven by a group of workers whose participation suffered during the pandemic, women. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Historically, women have participated in the labor force at lower rates than men. But in August, the gap shrank to just 10.5 percentage points, the narrowest it's ever been.
You know, men's labor force participation has been growing, but women's has been growing by just a tiny bit more.
Betsy Stevenson, an economist at the University of Michigan, says that's been a happy surprise because job losses and disruptions during the pandemic hit women workers much harder.
A lot of people, myself included, were really worried that the pandemic would knock these women off course and we would take decades to get back to where we were in 2019.
Women's overall labor force participation isn't quite back to what it was before the pandemic, but that's largely due to demographic change, says Lauren Bauer at the Brookings Institution. As the baby boomers age, a bigger share of the population is naturally retiring. But for so-called prime age women, 25 to 54, participation has exceeded its pre-pandemic high.
These are women who, you know, leave the labor force potentially to care for their young children. But now many more jobs have more flexibility with where the worker has to be.
Bauer says continuing to attract mothers to the labor force is crucial for economic growth as the population ages.
Prime age women, they are the biggest stock of potential workers, but they need support.
For the past 2 years, the federal government has been propping up the struggling childcare industry with tens of billions of dollars in pandemic relief. But those funds expire in September. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.